This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
Hey guys, this is Brittany calling from the Imperial Valley, California. I love your guys' show. I found it on Spotify on accident, but I've been hooked for the past few weeks. I've been catching up on it. You guys do a great job. And I just wanted to share my ghost story that I think is pretty scary, but at the same time, it proves that there is something that happens after we pass away. So when I was younger, my parents usually would go out of town and leave us, me and my brother, to stay with one of my grandmas who was like one of the hardcore Mexican Catholic ones. So her house had a bunch of crosses, statues of angels. By her bed, she had a little shrine of one of the saints, a cross, and a little angel also. And every night before we would go to bed together, we would say a prayer in Spanish and go to sleep. And around the same time, every night that I would spend there, I would wake up. I want to say it was about 2 in the morning. And I would hear footsteps that would come from the bathroom, and they would end at her hall. But I guess when I was younger, I was a lot more brave than I am now. And I would look, and I wouldn't see anything except for the kitchen and the dining room area, since they were both connected. So to me, that made, no sense. It was creepy, and I didn't know what it was. I guess that was my first experience with, the paranormal. Fast forward a few years, my grandma actually got very, very sick. She ended up having cancer. She beat it. And she ended up getting leukemia, and that was when we put her in special care. And while she was in the care, we would usually go and visit her, and, she would be like, in Spanish, I love you, I'll always watch over you, and whatnot. And then it was very emotional. Sometimes when I look back, I get, I cry, because it was just really a big loss losing someone that important. But anyways, so we said our goodbyes, and then probably about a week later in the morning, I woke up randomly. I felt not numb, but I didn't feel anything. And I laid in bed staring at the ceiling, and probably for 5 minutes, 5 minutes passed, and I'm just laying there. And then the phone rings, and it's my aunt calling saying, she passed away peacefully. She's gone. And the weird thing was that she said it, and I was awake for 5 minutes. So I don't know if that was maybe a connection of her leaving this earth and me, feeling it. I don't know. And then probably a few months pass, and some more weird stuff starts happening, a lot weirder than what I had. So one of my cousins, she was also close with my grandma, and she was alone at the house, and watching TV or relaxing, I don't know, one of the two. And out of nowhere, a bowling ball comes rolling down the hallway, and it somehow curves into the living room where she's at. She freaked out and ran outside the house. And she said it made no sense because it's a very heavy bowling ball. And for it to come out the closet, somehow maneuver its way out of a room, down the hallway, maneuver into the living room, that's just kind of strange. No one knew what to make of it. We were all kind of confused, but we kind of let it go. And then fast forward, I want to say at least a year, one of my uncles, he ended up having a very strange experience at the house. Since my grandma had been gone for at least a year by then, or a year and a half, her house was open to any relatives who came down to visit. And he was celebrating being back, from vacation, whatnot. And he was celebrating with his friend. His friend had, they went out, they had a lot of drinks, they went back to the house, and, they both passed out. My uncle passed out in my grandma's old room, and then his friend slept on the sofa in the kitchen dining room area. And I guess in the morning, his friend was like, tell your grandmother, tell your mother, thank you for taking care of me last night. And my uncle said he was confused because by then my grandma had already been gone for a year, and he asked him what he meant. And his friend basically said that while he was laying down on the sofa, he saw my grandma come out of the bedroom with a glass of water, and she set it next to him and told him, don't worry, you'll be better in the morning, you'll feel better in the morning. And so my uncle was confused to how this could have even happened. He said the guy was his friend was dreaming, whatnot. But somehow there was an empty glass by him, and it made no sense. So that was pretty freaky. His friend was freaked out. It was definitely, I think, more proof that there is something else after we pass away. So, and this one, it kind of, this last one I'm going to share with you, fast forward to when I'm going to the community college, it could have been coincidence, I'm not sure. So I was taking a night class and, you know, I was having a good time. By then my grandma had been gone for, I want to say, 3 years. So I was having a good time in class. It was about almost 9:30. She let us leave early. I walked to my car and I see a bunch of police cars by it. And I was like, oh my goodness, this is the only car I have to get to class. How am I going to do this? So I was so afraid that maybe something hit my car. I wasn't sure what to expect. So I ran all the way to where the lights were, and I see that the police were surrounding the area because a car somehow drove off the freeway into the parking lot. It missed my car by about a foot and slammed into two cars in the parking lot, totaling them both. And everyone was completely shocked. The police were like, wow, you dodged a bullet. The dean was even outside, like, you know, you did dodge a bullet. And I do feel as though my grandmother was watching over me, you know, as she had said she would when she was about to pass. And I'm really thankful for that. But like I said, I don't know if maybe that was something else going on or if it was a coincidence, like I said, or I got lucky. But those are my stories for you guys. I want to know what you guys think. Maybe it could have been coincidence. I don't know if it was my grandma watching over me. Like I said, I love your guys' show. I can't wait to hear like what you guys have come next. You guys make a good team. And I am going to be an EPT soon. I'm just waiting for the next paycheck. And can't wait to hear what you guys have next. All right. Thanks for listening. Bye.
If you want more real ghost stories and access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, become an extra podcast person, an EPP. Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.